Chufnam Aleph from a base, the Mishnah. Let all the benoy, the person is allowed to take up his child, gather up his child, carry his child. Even though the child is holding a stone. The kalkola, a person can take a basket, whoever besercha, and there's a stone inside of it. So this issue here is a question of moving muksa, that is moving the child. Is that called moving the stone also, which we also because of the issue of muksa or not? So that's what the Mishnah says. Both cases are mutter. Third case, metalton truma tameya imatahara. If you have the machulin, if you have truma which is tameya, which is not really usable on Shabbos, it's muksa. It has to be burnt. So you can't eat. You can't do anything with it on Shabbos. So it's muksa. So you're allowed to move it together with truma, which is tahara or chulin. Rabbi Huda says the fourth point of the Mishnah is af malanus ad meduma be'echad umeya. So if truma falls into chulin, the mixture is called meduma. The shear of bittel, it's a case of yavish for yavish. There's no time issue. There's no flavor issue. Mm-hmm. Normally the shear is bottle baroiv. But by truma we learn out the lacha is that from sukkim that the shear bittel is 1 to 100. You need 100 times the chulin will be mevatel one part truma. But Chazal came along and said, besides that, a person is mechuyev to actually take out of the mixture. Now you have 101 of, let's say, of saw. So you have one saw of chuma falls into 100 saw of chulin. So it's batel, but you must take out one saw and give it to the kohen. So Behuda says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's called being ma'alas and meduma. You're allowed to take your ma'ala, you take out from the meduma one saw. What the one out of the echad of the mayor.
And give it to the
Kohen. Give it to the Kohen. So even though it's bottle, the Isser Shabbai is bottle, but the moment of Shabbai it belongs to the Kohen. So that's, you know, my delegate mixes into $100 that you have $100 bills and I have $1 bill. So my delegate mixes in and says, okay, great, Kabbalah, it's bottle arrived and it's all the money is mine. No, you still have to give it to the Kohen.
There's no issue of tikkun.
Oh, that's what Rehuda is saying. It's not a problem. The more is going to ask why. Why isn't it a tikkun?
Because
no, taking off truma itself, Rehuda agrees, is a problem. I can't be mafresh truma. This is a mixed. When he was truma, it got mixed into chulin. So he says is mutter. And the more will ask why isn't it tikkun? Not all of Evan v'yadoi b'chotzer. So the issue here is not hutsaw. We're not discussing hutsaw. We're discussing tiltul muksa. Well, I'm in the metal to level. We don't look at it as if he's moving the stone. Ima tahara. You let it move truma tameya with tahara. Agaba tahara. The agaba chulin. Along with the tahara and along with the chulin, you let it move the truma tameya. Aba tameya ba api nafsha la bas tiltul. Moving the tameya, truma tameya directly by itself, with nothing else, that's going to be osur. Literally, the word agav is translated is together with, right? On the back, on top of gav, the back. You do it on the back of something else. You know, you let it up along with something else. Amalat meduma saw truma shenof of the kuf shachulin. One saw of truma fell into 100 of chulin. The kaimalon the erlo that it's bottle, but you have to take one out. So mutula haloisoy the saw truma mehen b'shabbes. You may take out that one saw which is considered truma. Now the chulin is mutter. We don't consider that an act of tikkun. The Gemara Mefarish time, and the Gemara is going to explain why isn't it an act of tikkun. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to deal with. Mishnah says in the first din that moving the child is not considered moving the stone. The Gemara wants to know why not. Amar Rava. So Rabbi said the following halacha. He's dealing with the malacha of hutsaw. Hotzitina chai, a person is carrying a healthy child, as opposed to a living child, as opposed to a dead one, is the next case. The key is totally bitzabara, and there's around the child's neck, there is a purse. And he carries the child with the purse hanging around the neck. So chai of mishum kiss. So he's called. He did the malach of hutsaw on the kiss. The child, we have a concept called chai nurses atzmai. that a living being carries itself, so it's not chayav for carrying the child, but the purse which is around the child's neck is going to be chayav for. Tinuk meis, the kiss tala loy betzavar, right? If he takes out a child which is has died, and there's a kiss around the child's neck, he's pater. Now, the Gemara says, let's go step by step. Tinu chayv b'kiss tala loy betzavar, chayv mishum kiss. He's chayv for the kiss. With a chayv nami mishum tinuk, why isn't the chayv carrying out the child? So Moses says, Rabbi Kribi, Nosin, Sirilei, Domer, Chayno, says Atzma. So Rabbi goes like, Nosin, Chayno, says Atzma. The Moses says, okay, so now you're not chayiv on the child. Levato, he kissed the Gabi Tinuk. So now you're not chayiv on the child. Why is it chayiv on the kiss? Why isn't the kiss bolted to the child? Milo Tinan, didn't we learn before? The person takes out a chay in a mita in a bed. He's put around the chay. Because Chayno says Atzma. And he's put her afal amita. He's put her on the bed also. Shamita tvela loy. Because the mita is considered secondary to the Chay. So more answers. Mita lagabi Chay mabat lilei. Kis lagabi tinuk lo mabat lilei. The function of the mita is there to carry the Chay. So it's secondary to the Chay. Whereas the kiss, the function of the kiss is not to be there for the child. So the kiss is an independent item, independent of the child. So he's taking out the child, which he's putter on, and he's taking out the kiss, which he's chayiv. Okay. So the clothing would be bottled to the child. That's like the mitzvah. Okay. Now then he's Rabbi said tinuk mace. Because totally bit savor, right? It's potter. He's potter totally on the child and on the kiss. The chayv mishum tinuk. So why isn't the chayv on the tinuk? So Rabbi Kriv Shimon Sirele Damer Kamalachos and Tzichul Guba is potter oleha. Netosis Rashi says. So what about the kiss? You have the kiss hanging around the neck of the mace. The tinuk mace. He's potter on the tinuk mace. Kamalachos Tzichul Guba. Like before, he's taking, why isn't he chayiv on the kiss? He says over here, his kavanah is to basically, because of his sadness, that was a child's item that he used to play with. He's taking that with the child to bury it with. So it all goes together. So he's taking it out, so he's putting everything together. So he's mevatel to the child. Okay. So that's what Rava said. Fred the Morakash. Tanan. I'm sorry?
The stronger an argument, especially between the kiss and the child, is that the kiss becomes a mabato to the child.
Right.
The harder the first case. So why the kiss
is not. Agav Merari, Rashi says, because of his sadness, he's willing to be mabato to the child. When the kid's alive, you don't. It's not secondary to the child, but it's his toy is a toy is not a child's appendage. But when he's dying, and for whatever reason he's taking the toy with it, that became now, he decided this is going to be with him. It becomes.
I mean, it's not like a bittul issue. I mean, it's that he's not. It's not like he wants the toy there. Well, maybe he does. I mean, he wants
the. Well, unless he wants the child there, he wants the toy there. So,
where would he be taking the child?
Taken out of the house. That's like we had mace. Took the mace out of the house. It smelled whatever it is. No, as I said, that Rashi Lashon is because of his sadness, he made a decision right now. Now that the child is done, this is going to go with him and be with him. Until then, that wasn't part. It wasn't an appendage. So this is an act of a decision now in the situation which comes up. That it's now I'm going to say, okay, this will be, it's the child's favorite rattle will go with him, but it's going to be buried, theoretically be buried with him. But that's not the reality of the lifetime that the rattle is bolted to the child. Now for the Murakasha, it's not. Not all Adam has been doing, but haven't been yodoy. So in our Mishnah, it says that the Evan is not considered a separate act of carrying. We would say he's carrying the child, and the Evan is just coming along for the ride. So why we're here is Rav is saying that he's carrying the child, and the kiss is separate. It's not the kiss, he's not carrying the kiss, he's carrying the child. And the kiss is just coming along for the ride. So what's the difference between the Rav's case and the Mishnah's case? Some more answers that you're right. Really, Rav is correct that we look at the act of carrying the kiss as a separate act of carrying, independent of carrying the child. But the child has gaguin al aviv. He has this English word for it. This connection, this desire for the father. He's very, very, very connected to his father. And if the father doesn't carry him, the child's going to get sick. But the child refuses to let go of the stone. So really picking up the child would be considered carrying the stone. It should be also because of muksa. But since the child refuses to let go of the stone, A, and B, the child must be picked up by the father, otherwise the child is going to get so distraught, he's going to get sick from it. So we're going to allow the situation of muksa to carry the child with the stone. And versus ihachi, if that's the scenario, that the child is going to get sick from this, and that's in Chazal were matzavit, so my area, Evan, why does the Mishnah only discuss the case of Evan? I feel a dinner nami, even a coin. And Alama Omer Rava says, and it's Rava again, Loi Shonar Ela Evan, our dinner is also. The child holding the dinner, the Chazal did not permit. So it seems to be that we're looking at it, that it's the question of what's considered bottle, what's not considered bottle. Samura says, Samura answers, Evan inofel le lo osu avuya las the asuye, dinner inofel osu avuya le asuye. Over here it's a gzera that if the child drops the coin, the father's going to pick up the coin. The child drops the stone, the father says, Baruch Hashem. Rashi says, it's Mechadish over here, that even if the child was holding the dinner and the father was holding the child's hand, you'd have a problem. It's not a question of caring, which is the problem over here. The problem over here is that the situation that the father might forget and pick up the coin.
So it's not like the one case the item is hushu for the father, the second case the item is not.
Right. Again, but the issue here isn't the issue of bittul. We agree in an argument that both times you're carrying A is considered carrying B. So I'm carrying the stone because our matter, because of a need. Because also we're not giving matter that need when we have a separate issue. But the case of the tinuk, carrying the case of hutzah, so he carrying the child is called carrying the kiss. Doesn't make a difference.
And having
a fit about it. Would Chazal be mat the muks issue? Probably. Okay. Thank you, Moshe the Rav. So the Mora brings a brayso like Rav. Hamotzi kelev mikupolim umunochem al kasefay misandola b'taboisav b'yodo iskay. A person carries a garment which he's not wearing. It's folded up and he has it on his shoulder. Or he's carrying his shoes, or his sandals, and his rings in his hand, is chayav. He's potter. He's wearing them, so they're considered now secondary to the body, and they're bottle, and they're not considered hutzah. Hamotzi adam. Now, if A is carrying B. Mikalev olav, v'sandolav v'ragla, v'tabosav v'yadav is potter. And he carries B, where the B is wearing his clothing, his sandals on his feet and his rings are on his fingers, so then he's potter. He's potter around the person because the fenus is out. He's potter around the clothing because they're secondary to the person. But if he would carry, A would carry B, B holding the rings in his hands, he'd be chayv. That's like Rob. Okay. So, Krash. Chayv Mishum Kiss. Well, Mishum Tinnik, and Rafarish Razel, Mishum, the more explains why not chayv on the kiss, on the Tinnik. But Mishum Kiss me a chayv, he is chayv on the kiss. We don't say he's not carrying the kiss. The child's carrying the kiss. He's just carrying the kid. The child. The child is carrying the kiss. We don't say that. The Mishnah is going to ask him that from the Mishnah. And the Macy's Pata Tadalikim Mepharish, well, like the Mork explains. The Mita becomes secondary to the person because the Mita is there for the person. And the Macy's potter, Malacha Shana Tzichla Gufa, Motzi Macy's the cover, Malacha Shana Tzichla Gufa, he can amir Bahamat Tzniya. We explained before, that's called Malacha Shana Tzichla Gufa. The kiss, Shayatoli B'Tzavoroi, the Sachik Poi. So this kiss, which was around the child's neck, that was he used to play with, and he's taking that out with the child. Agav Marire, Mevatele Legabitinuk Shemes, because of his sadness, he is designating this to go with the child. And he's mevatel to the child. At that point in time, it's not significant to him. Even if he doesn't bury it with the child, but right now the point is, this is like part of his mourning process, is to take the child's favorite toy with him as he takes him out. So we asked the Chara from our Mishnah, you see, not like Rava. Since you're allowed to move the child holding the stone, it's not called him moving the stone. So the Gabi Kiss, why would he be chayv then on carrying the kiss? Some more answers. If he doesn't take the child, the child's going to get ill. This act of moving it indirectly, Chazal didn't maintain their prohibition because there's a sakana here. Valva got the law sakanas nefesh gemura, el sakanas chali. The concern is he might get ill, but Chazal were matter for that also. The Mora says, so what about the dinner? The Mora says, also la suye. The time of law mishum tiltel was not because he's moving the dinner. He's not moving the dinner. Even if the child would hold it and the tinnik is walking, and you're just holding the child's hand, the rabbi would hold its osur. He might, because the child would drop it, and the father would come to carry it. So that they weren't matter. Tanya was the rabbi. The chinoker le'elyon commanded afka tachton gufei domi umechayev. When the one who's being carried is holding X, as if the one who's carrying him is carrying X also. So dolav tabisa biyodoi becomes in his palm shloik kederach malvus. He's not wearing it. Then he's chay. It takes a person who's wearing clothing. The tabisa biyodoi tabisa on his fingers. It's stressing, doesn't say biyod, it says biyodov. It's stressing, we're talking about not that it's being held in the palm, it's being worn. So then the luck is that he's potter. The begot of bat ilagabe, the clothing is bottled to the person. Well, love who potter, and the person himself he's potter, because the kindness is atzmut. But if the one who's being carried was holding the items, not wearing them. The one who carries them would be chayv. That's mutter. The Mor says why? To heavy kalkola bosis ladavar aser. The heard now the kalkola is a bosis to the stone. There are other things in the kalkola, so it's not a it's not a buses to the stone, because there are more valuable things there of Paris, which, so it's a buses to the Paris. Mar says, okay, fine. It's still, so even though it's not a buses, but why am I allowed to carry it with the stone? Shake the stone out and not carry the stone. The Mar says, so with Ishtino the Peri, Minister 11, shake out the fruits and the stone. Venim Kitino be a time, and then pick up the fruits and put them back into the Coca-Cola and carry the Coca-Cola without the stone. So Moraz answers, Kitty Rabbi Loy Amarav. The same Rabbi Loy Amarav's answered a different question, which we'll see further down the Omid. If Paris Hamitan Fim, we're talking about Paris, which will get damaged and dirty by pouring them out. So Hanami, the case over here was with Paris Hamitan Fim. So you're not Machiv to shake them out, to damage the payers in order to get the stone out. And Mar says, still, why don't you, Rashi says, that means the Mar's kasha is like sort of like shake it around inside until you move it in such a way that the payers will be on one side and the stone will be on the other side, and then you can pour, hold on to the payers and just shake out the stone. More answers, Amar B'chiv Rashi Marrova, the Coca-Cola got a hole. The stone is there to be to cover up the hole. So it becomes part of the, it, the stone becomes a functionary, becomes a functioning part of the Coca-Cola, so it's not a problem of mux. Rashi. I'm assuming from before Shabbos, simply because you had to, how did you put the stone in otherwise? But I don't think it's the muksa, but I don't think it depends on the beginning of Shabbos. They have a Coca-Cola buses. If he adds with the oyster, so if the Coca-Cola is a bosses, so then forget about carrying the stone, the Coca-Cola itself now is muksa. So we're answering the Paris, Nikir Nasis bosses, the Paris. Its main function is holding the Paris. So Evan Mitaltel is Agav Kli, U Paris, Shumutr. So the Pshat the Mishnah is Agav, that you're carrying the Kli and the Paris, you're also carrying the stone, and that's Mutr. Where it says, when Nikitina be your dime, pour, shake out the Paris. Yalatim alayalorz, pick up the pears off the ground, beyada with his hands, v'yachzira the kalkola, and put them back into the basket. V'yataltal em, and then carry the basket without the stone. V'lamatira evan the taltal agav kli pears. Why you allowed to carry the stone with? Moretz b'teres matan from a pears mevusholim, they're ripe v'rachim, or then they're soft. Kigun te'enim v'tusim anovim, there's figs, berries, grapes. These type of things, if they, if you shake them out to the, onto the ground, so that they're going to get bruised, damaged, dirty, etc. Should not mochiv do that. Shake it around. Ashi istalkol a peris mina evan the sechel kalkol. Let's start it. The peris inside will move to the sides, and then b'yashlich evan levada mina arusa, and just shake out the stone. More answers, the case is Bakusa Shanifkis Doifno Ishalel, the wall or the bottom got a hole in it, and using this, he stuck the stone in to be part of the wall.
A little bit confused. I mean, why couldn't you, what about the case where you couldn't do that? In other words, you couldn't, you know, get the evidence on one side.
So then the Chanam would be mutter. Well, that's what we had before in B'mei Isha. We had the concern over there was not even falling, the woman would take up the shawl to somebody and then carry it. That's what we had over there, that concern. But the Chazal said it was also. The Chazal were worried that people would do that.
Yeah. something breaks, it breaks. It's not, you know, you didn't break it.
I don't think there's a gzera that if it's something, you know, with, I don't think the gzera wasn't that something would break.
I'm asking with a different question.
The child is holding the dinner. See, you know, so the child is not let go of the dinner. So that right now, I have a child carrying a dinner outside. Mm-hmm. Falling out of a person's hand is a possibility. If a person's wearing something, I'm not mechuyev for the most part to be worried about. You know, we did have a case. We had the case of the hat. We're afraid it would fly off. According to Rashi, and come to carry it. You have the shoes which are too big. We just had. You know, those cases. But something which is not normal. You know, it's worn in such a way that it shouldn't be falling off. So that Chazal did Nasser. The cases over there where Chazal either pay people will laugh at you, the case where it doesn't look right, or a case where some woman might show it. Those are the examples we had over there. But the falling, if it's normal to fall, yes, it's a problem. Like if it's not. No, they didn't. That they did not. Sir. Talan Shuma Tameim at Tahara. Amar Chisra Lo Yishanu Elisha Tahara Lamata Tameya Lamahu. So the Shuma Tahara is on the bottom. Shuma Tameya is on top. So you carry it together. Awa Tahara Lamalu Tameya Lamata, but vice versa, where the Tahara is on top. So just Shakul Layla Tahara, just take off the pears on top. And leave the tamei, the shavuk lay the tamei, and leave the tamei on the bottom. Mer says, no, 1 second, I don't understand. So if that's true, that you mechayev to do that, v'chi tahara lemata nami, so that if the tamei is on top, so then lishdinu, just take everything out, throw everything out, and continue when they pick up the tahara and put it back into the basket. So here's where I'm a rabbi law, I'm a rab, pairs of matan from maskinan. That's not an option. Meisve. Metalton Shuma Tmei Metahara Vimakulun. The Bryce says, Bein Shatahara Lamala, Utsameya Lamata. Bein Shatameya Lamala, Utsahara Lamata. Either way, you let her carry it together. And we don't say that you have to take the Tahara off of the top of the, and leave the Tameya there. Tiyutu the Rav Chista. Amler Lachar Rav Chista, Rav Chista answers, Mastisa, Lutarach Kuvai, Bryce, Lutarach Makaimai. The issue is, what do you're carrying this basket. What is the goal? I need the basket with its items in place B, as opposed to place A, or I need the basket with its items out of place A, because I need place A. So my goal over here of moving it is to free up the space. So Rav Chisda says that the case of the Mishnah was, I need the items in place B. I really don't care about place A, so if I can leave some things behind in place A, I'm okay to do that. And leave the muksa behind and just take what you need to place B. But if I need place A, so then we say that the tiltal of the muksa together with the non-muksa we call tiltal min atzad. Ikar I'm carrying is the non-muksa, and the muksa comes along for the ride. And I'm allowed to do that because I need the spot. So that's why I said there's no difference in what's on top and what's on bottom. And the Mora says, okay, how did Rav Chisda know that the case of the Mishnah was different than the case of the Braisa? My tuched Rav Chisda l'ukmi masnisa l'tzarek kufa. What forced Rav Chisda to say the Mishnah was different than the Braisa? It was the tzarek kufa. Amarava masnisa k'mosei daikar. The Mishnah fits very well according to Rav Chisda. The Ketani Seifa, Mo shagabi akar. The next Mishnah says, in the case where you have a pillow, a mattress on the bed, and there's money sitting on it, So menaras hakar behein noflus. So you shake off the mattress. It wasn't a case of bostis, so it wasn't put their intention to stay there. But now I want to carry the car. The lock is I'm equipped to shake off the money. V'omer Rabbi Baruchon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. And that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shana wela l'tzar kufa. That's if I need the bed in place B, so I shake off the coins, leave them in place A. But the reason I'm moving the bed is because I need the spot to put in the coins there will really not help me. So Rabbi Yochanan said over there that that's the halacha. I'm going to say for the Tzara Kufay, Reshanar, for the Tzara Kufay. Now, we'll see Rashi what that means. Tzvein Lamala. Who Tzara Kutahara? He needs the Truma Tahara. Then Yochel Litzel, Tzvein Abidam, he can't take the Tzmeya, which is on top, off. The fish, he mukes it, because it's mukes it. You tell to call a shulchan, take everything to the table. The yashif a kol alav, pour everything out. The yitzel tahara, and then it'll take out the tahara, which is from the no longer on the bottom because you poured it out. The Mora says, okay, if you take it to the table to pour out, I have a better idea. Lishtina lo aritz kan, just pour it out over here. Cool enough, pour it out over here. When the katino the tahara biyad, pick up the tahara. We have to run the kakol, put it back into the basket. So Mora answers that it's becoming tanfi. The Mora says, Bryce, the mastis in the tahara kufay, which is tahara tahara. He needs the tahara l'gufa l'oichla to eat it. Hilkach ilav the tahara l'mato. If the tahara is on top, just take the tahara off. The only case you're allowed to carry it with the tamei is the tahara is l'mato. Ilav the tahara l'mato l'shore le'le tatula the tamei el shokel the tahara l'mato l'shukhan. Take the tahara, take it to the table if you need the tahara. Rise the tahara l'makam, I need the spot. So tahara l'makam l'kli, I need where the kli is. He has to move everything. So Chazal matter to move A together with B. So Mora answered, very nice. Why did Rav Chista feel a need to limit the case? The mission is only talking about A and not B. Only talking about the tamei is on top, as opposed to the tamei is on bottom. Said the Mishnah case of Tzara Mekamei, and there's no difference. So, what did he gain by saying what he said? Did some remember Lashon Elo Shatamei Lamala? Lishkri leave it Kiddukas Odaita Bein Shatamei Lamala Bein Shatamei Lamata Lukum Ben Tzara Mekamei. Leave it as we originally would assume. There's no difference. Mishnah doesn't make a difference, and we'll say the case of Tzara Mekamei. So Mora says, Rabbi Yochanan came along and said in the Midasei Tzara Gufa, he should Tzara Lekar Lishkri Belov. He needs the car to lie on. Shom. The sock and not to move it. Figaloi Tirol Litley Mimos Elaminarba Makarma. He said, well, if you just need to lie down with it over here, so then shake off the money. I'll circle Makar, but if you need where it is, Matalto Kobiach, and take everything with the money. So the Morris says, okay, so if the safer was the case that they want to use it here, and the safer ration I'm gonna circle for it. The sefer, the din of near is in the case where I need it itself. So Reish also is a case of I need it itself, not I need the mug. If the case I need the fruits itself, so just carry the fruits if they're on top. Ketani got me most menarai, shake it off and lifeless and metal to the terra lechudei. And just move the heter along. Okay.